One day I was called up to Michael Standing's office, he was the head of my department, and said, how would you like to write some science fiction? He said, anybody that writes a Western must be able to write science fiction. So I thought, well, maybe that's right. So I said I'd have a try.
All set?
All set.
Yeah.
Gyro?
Stand by for count-off.
We're going home.
I had an observatory in my garden. When I couldn't get any inspiration for scripts, I used to go out and I would look at the very spot where my characters were stranded.
The whole fleet seemed to hang motionless in space.
It was the subject matter that was 90% of the success. Everybody was interested in space then. What with rockets going on, Sputniks going round the Earth and so on.
Landing is imminent. You better convert your couches to chair position and strap yourselves in.
I firmly believe that space travel would be with us by the turn of the century. Of course, it's not. Somebody in the audience asked him what it was that inspired him to become a space scientist. And he said, journey into space. That's exactly what he said.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, contact.
Journey into Space Wars with Charles Chilton. Preparing raw data. Audio generation complete. Prepare for interview transmission in 3, 2, 1.
I had complete control of everything.
You'll do as I say.
I wrote it, I directed it, I chose the cast, chose the music, even the plots, of course. It drove me mad. Very difficult. I found life was very hard towards the weekend because I could never write it.
Oh, help.
I could never start writing before Friday night, and we were doing it Sunday morning, rehearsing it. And it was hell for my wife. And occasionally it was pretty hellish for me because we had two young children. And one night my wife had to go out on some Friday night on some local meeting. We lived out in the country then. And I had to stay home and look after the two children. And so I thought, well, while the wife's out and it's quiet, I'll start writing Journey into Space, which I've got to finish tomorrow.
Oh. Help.
Anyway, because it was just after the war, we used to suffer from blackouts. The power used to fail, and you'd be sitting at home watching the telly, and suddenly all the lights would go out. Well, this happened in my house. I was in my study writing the show. The two children were in the sitting room playing, I don't know what with, and suddenly all the lights went out. And suddenly I heard yells and screams, Dad, Mum, oh, the lights have gone out. Oh, and they came into my study. And they wouldn't leave me. I had one on each leg, you know, and I'm trying to write this script, and the lights kept going out, and every time the lights went out, the kids started yelling, and I tried to persuade them to go back to the other room so I could concentrate, but every time I did, the lights went out again. It was hell.
What a mess.
And how I ever wrote that episode, I don't know, but my wife said it was one of the best episodes I wrote in the whole series.
Lots of tension. You mentioned that when you were involved with the Goons, Spike Milligan used to have his writers helping him out on the side that nobody kind of knew about. Did you ever feel tempted to use other writers yourself at Journey to Space?
No. No, I would have hated it. I'd rather stay up three nights running than do that.
You wrote these dozens and dozens of scripts. These days you'd be a very rich man. How much were you paid for writing the scripts?
Well, at first, nothing. And then Michael Standing, who was the boss of my department, thought I ought to be paid something. And I remember I wrote other things besides Journey into Space, and I'd written a lot of scripts, especially about American history, musicals. And Michael says, you know, this is too bad, you... writing all this stuff, it's on my conscience. I'm going to have to do something about it. I'll see that you get something. So I said, fine. So I was called to his office a few weeks later. He said, well, they've come up with something. I don't know what it is because it's in this envelope and I haven't opened it. He said, I'm going to let you open it. So he gave me this envelope. And I thought, well, this is, I'm a rich man because I'd written dozens of scripts and shows and everything. And I opened this envelope. And there was a cheque in there, £30.
Impossible.
£30. I thought, oh, I'll get drunk on this. That was it. And he was flabbergasted, I must say.
Is this a joke?
But the point was, you see, that there was a definite rule that staff did not get paid for scripts unless they were employed specifically as script writers. And there was no such thing in those days. And that was it. So having received £30 for something like £6,000 worth of work, Michael Standing decided to do something.
Try and straighten this out.
And I was called down to his office. He said, well, I haven't got a cheque for you, but your salary will be supplemented by £30 a week. It's more like it. And later it was moved up even higher. So it wasn't my salary, it was a supplement to my salary. That was the same as giving me a fee. But I got that whether I wrote or not. That was part of my fee as writer-producer. If I wrote, then I didn't expect to get paid. And if there was nothing for me to write about, then I could go home and relax and still get paid.
I guess with Space Force, because it was being produced by somebody else, there was pressure on you to have the script in the dance site earlier than the Sunday morning.
Yes, and that was terrifying for me because when I did it myself, it didn't matter, you know, as long as I got it on the air, it didn't matter how I produced it. But these new young producers, they wanted to see a script.
What?
You know, 2 days before it went on. What's it? I never did anything like that. But there it is, I had to conform, and I suppose it did me good. I did at the time, I longed for the good old days.
Space Force, which is 30 years on from Journey into Space, presumably the kids were slightly older then, and not so much trouble. Was it easy to come up with storylines for Space Force?
Yes, it was fairly easy. Once I'd hit the main theme, as it were. I mean, when I got the idea of ancient Egypt and ships flowing through the air, we were off. I mean, and also the idea of people walking around with animal heads is a wonderful idea. I mean, the Egyptians were great science fiction writers.
There's a sarcophagus.
Oh, the lid's off.
Yes, and it's empty.
Where do you think he's gone?
To the Cairo Museum, probably.
What's that?
The door! It's closing! Quick, we might just squeeze!
Journey into Space Force with Charles Chilton.
I'm not an expert in space.
Transmission ended.
I'm only a science fiction writer.
Transmission ended.
The only place where science fiction works is in your head.
Transmission ended.
I always wanted to finish on a cliffhanger.